We've got mail. We love hearing from you. Write us at New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity.
Amazed by the inspiration. Thank you for so many wonderful articles and stories. I really felt that the articles in the April 2002 New Era were inspired. They were very helpful to me. The Q&A helped me answer a question that a friend of mine had. The Rising Above the Blues article helped me realize that a lot of people go through depression. I have gone through some hard times, and it really helped me to know what to do and how I can help others. Every article from the beginning to the end of that New Era really made a big difference in my life. Camille Soren, Boise, Idaho.
Easy to relate. I just wanted to thank you for this wonderful magazine. It is nice to have a magazine geared toward the youth of the church. The stories are uplifting and very informative. I really appreciate all the wonderful articles it contains. It is easy to relate to some of the problems the articles counsel about, and you give such wonderful solutions that I may, in turn, use in my life. I especially enjoy the messages you give us from the general authorities. Thank you for all your wonderful efforts. Zeynep Husravoglu Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Good feeling. I would like to thank you for the articles, Cold Feet, Warm Heart, and No One Will Know, February 2002. They really gave me a good feeling. Tracy Goodwin, Adelaide, Australia. A church perspective. Today, reading materials like the New Era are so few. I really cherish reading the magazine, for it presents real-life issues and gives us insights on how to deal with them from a church perspective. The youth of today must be thoroughly guided given such a degrading society, and the magazine is really a big help. Nick P. Biscotto, Bohol, Philippines.
It really does. I would just like to congratulate you all on the wonderful effort that is put into the New Era each month. Each article in the New Era gives an encouragement to each and every one of us who read it. We are very lucky to have people as yourselves care about us so much as to come up with inspiring articles and give us the opportunity to hear from our beloved prophet and general authorities. I absolutely enjoy reading The Extra Smile. It really does give me an extra smile. Jacqueline Zink, Sydney, Australia. Felt strongly. After reading What's Best for My Baby, November 2001, I felt strongly that I needed to write and say thank you. Thank you to the author of this article for sharing her story as well as her baby. Thank you to all birth mothers who have courageously chosen adoption when they knew it was the right thing for their baby. Thank you to three wonderful birth mothers who placed their babies with our family. I think of you, pray for you, and thank our Father in Heaven for you every day. Julie Boyd, Salt Lake City, Utah.
End of We've Got Mail.